This is 10 Minutes or Less, a weekly-ish podcast of the local church. I'm Brent Levy. Last week, in the days following Christmas, our family made a Target run. We had to check out the after-Christmas sales and see if we could snag some decorations half off. We couldn't. I mean, we could have, but they were out of the battery-powered white lights that I had been eyeing. We were a day late. But we did pick up a few things, some storage bins for some decorations and a treat or two, some groceries. So we check out and we're walking back to the car, and now I have a toddler, Emma. She's 3 years old, and she is leaning hard into her identity as a three-year-old. She's embracing it and then some. She was stubborn and strong-willed to begin with, which I'm grateful for. And frankly, I wouldn't want it any other way. But when she powers on the toddler mode full force, look out, world. Lord have mercy. Three-nagers are no joke. And some of y'all are thinking, just you wait. And if that's you, send me an email so I know who to call for moral support or backup later on. But anyway, so we've checked out. And we're walking to the car, and we have this rule, like most parents do, that if you're in the parking lot, you have to hold mom or dad's hand. It's the safe thing to do. It's completely rational, completely logical, and many of you know that we're just setting ourselves up for failure. And so here it is, 2 days after Christmas. The Target parking lot is packed. It's nighttime, and we're walking out of the store, and Emma turns it on. She embraces her inner three-nager, powers on toddler mode, decides she doesn't need her parents holding her back, and she can do it all herself, and she just takes off running. You're shocked. I know. What kind of three-year-old would take off through a parking lot with no inhibition? All of them. So I take off after her, and she's doing that maniacal laugh thing she does when she knows that she's doing something she shouldn't be doing, until I catch up with her, because by the grace of God, my legs are still longer than hers. I scoop her up, I scold her, and tell her that if she can't hold my hand, then I'll have to carry her. And so I do. As you might imagine, she loves that idea so much that she starts wailing on me, kicking and screaming, fireworks in the Target parking lot on the third day of Christmas, all the way until we get back to the car. And we get there, I've been carrying her. I plop her down next to the rear driver's side door, and in what can only be described as a Christmas miracle, her toddler mode powers down. She takes a deep breath, thanks Daniel Tiger, and then calmly says, I want to try that again. I want to try that again. And as I take my own deep breath, every fiber of my being wants to throw her in the back seat and close the door and start the car and head home. But instead, I say, okay, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. And Emma grabs my hand, and we walk to the front of the parking lot and turn around and head back to the car. By the way, Happy New Year. We have said goodbye to 2018 now and turn with hope toward a new year. For the local church, 2019 is going to be a great big year, and I couldn't be more excited. Local tables will continue kicking back off in just a couple weeks. We'll launch corporate worship this summer. And we've got a big idea that we're scheming that will roll out in the next few weeks. And maybe you've got big dreams too for this year. I hope that's true. Whether you're looking to get in shape or be more productive, maybe you're resolving to spend more time with family and friends or write a set number of handwritten thank you notes each week. Maybe you want to spend less time in front of a screen and more reading the pages of a book, or perhaps you want to deepen your faith with some daily scripture reading, or you're resolving to be more generous with your time or your resources. Maybe you want to try out a local table, wink, wink, or participate in some sort of daily prayer or meditation ritual. Maybe there's a bad habit you want to shake and a good habit you want to pick up. Whatever it is, a few thoughts. First, remember this truth, as author Philip Yancey writes in his book, What's So Amazing About Grace. Remember that there's nothing you can do to make God love you more, and there's nothing you can do to make God love you less. It is good to have goals. It is good to aim to live more fully into who God has created you to be and is calling you to be. But know that God's love for you and your sacred worth and your identity as a child of God is not contingent on calories or the number of books you read, or how much is done or left undone at the end of another year. God loves you. Period. Full stop. And second, hear this truth. Each new day is an opportunity to take a deep breath and, like Emma, decide to try that again, whatever that is for you. There's a prayer I love that's often part of our morning prayer ritual in the Methodist tradition, and it's found in our hymnal, too. It starts out, "New every morning is your love, great God of light." Indeed, God's love is new each and every morning. We get to start fresh. I did okay with my New Year's resolution last year, lasting at least to the summer. I faltered about halfway through the year. And even if it's not a New Year's resolution for you, maybe it's a regular practice you've been wanting to try and you did, but you dropped it, or maybe it's something bigger than that, a mistake you've made, or something the world would call a failure, but something that you can learn from as you step into a new reality, or maybe it's something that's left you with some extra baggage. Whatever it is in this new year, remember that every moment offers itself to you the opportunity to take a breath and say, "I want to try that again." God's grace is with you, then and in every moment. Jesus is all about second chances and third chances and fourth chances and fifth and on and on and on. John Wesley, who was the founder of the Methodist movement, adopted and adapted a prayer from the Puritan tradition that has been used for years by people of faith welcoming in the new year. It's called the Wesley Covenant Prayer, and it's one of my favorites, especially in those moments that my inner three-nager emerges and I soon realize I need to start fresh, renew covenant, dust off, and try that again. Here's the prayer for you in this new year. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you. Praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your hope and service. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be made also in heaven. Amen. We'll post the prayer in the show notes with some background so that you can read it and learn more if you want to. Happy New Year, friends. More next time in 10 minutes or less. Ten Minutes or Less is the podcast of the local church, a bold, inclusive, new faith community committed to being with and for one another, our community, and the world. You'll find us in bold purple throughout Chatham County, North Carolina, but we are a new expression of Christ United Methodist Church in Chapel Hill. If you love what you hear, share it with others who might be looking for something fresh in this new year. Ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts are also a big help, and we can't do this without your generous support. If you believe that this podcast is making a difference in your week, in your rhythm, in your journey of life and faith, consider making a donation to help offset the cost of this podcast and invest in the work that God is doing through the local church. You can make a gift online. Just visit thelocalchurchpbo.org and click Give. Our own Father Time, Wes Frady, produces the podcast for us. My email is in the show notes if you want to connect with me to learn more about what God's up to in our corner of creation. And we're easy to find on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search for The Local Church or Local Church PBO, all one word. Local tables, like I said, are starting back up in just a couple weeks throughout Chatham County, and we would love to have you join us for a good meal and meaningful, substantive conversation and holy friendship. All the info is on our website. Thanks for listening, friends. Again, Happy New Year. I hope 2019 is full of all good things. Remember, you're not alone, and love where you are.